Columbia Morning on News Talk 1400 KFRU. Glad to have you listening now a week into February. And there's activity that will be happening, the weekend after this weekend. But you better get your tickets early. That'll be February 17th and February the 18th at the Lyceum Theater in Arrow Rock. One of the stars of the performance then will be Michael Ingersoll, and he joins us right now. It's good to meet you by phone. How are you today?
I'm very well, sir. It's a whole bit snowy up here in Chicago. How are you folks down there?
We have no snow. We've had very little snow, I think, over the last 3 or 4 years. It's just been one of those where we can't get much snow. We had a little bit in northern Missouri yesterday, but not here. So you're coming to an area that has been snow-free. I hope that it doesn't hit us your weekend.
I'll try not to bring it with me. I really will.
You sing some great songs from a great time period. You have Try a Little Tenderness. I remember that song, listened to it on the radio. But when you perform in what's going to be the Artist Lounge Live concert series with the shows on February 17th and 18th, what is in your show?
Well, I fell in love with this music from the 50s and 60s and 70s when I starred in Jersey Boys. Mm. 10 years ago when it was the company outside of New York, that great Broadway musical celebrating Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. So I do a lot of music from that era. I sing songs from Sam Cooke, from the Drifters, and then all the way up through James Taylor, Billy Joel, Elton John. We like to sing the songs that people can still understand the words to. They can still sing along and have a great time. So we're bringing feel-good music to Arrow Rock.
Yeah, I think that's terrific. Again, Michael Ingersoll is our guest. Many of you probably have seen him on PBS. You've been on PBS doing what?
I created a group called Under the Street Lamp. Mm-hmm. And actually, the four guys that were in Jersey Boys in Chicago, we formed our own doo-wop group, and we made four public television specials keeping the music of the 50s and 60s alive. We played every major market in the U.S., including the Lyceum at Arrow Rock, in shows that sold out. That's how we fell in love with you guys down there. I was fortunate to appear on the Oprah Winfrey Show, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, PBS's Capital Force, and our little group Under the Street Lamp was on over 100 million American televisions over the past few years, which is what let me know that people still love hearing this music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, love having a good time getting together. And that's why we're so excited to bring it to you folks.
I don't think that young people would admit liking this music, but I happen to have one in my home, and she oftentimes will roll her eyes when I'm playing songs from that era. But when she just spontaneously, with no prompting, may start singing a song, I rib her gently saying, you know what? You're singing the songs that you just made fun of me for liking. There must be something about those songs that make it easier for you to recall and to sing along to. I think you've found something there, because that's exactly proven in her reaction.
Well, here, what I love about that, and actually I think young people are turning more towards this music. I think big successes of pop culture, things like Mad Men, for instance, making the culture of the 60s relevant to younger people have helped that too. But there's something about when this music was made by people and not computers that I think people can still identify with on a gut level. Clear, simple, iconic melodies. Clear, you know, lyrics that are story driven, about relationships, about everyday moments, about what was happening in people's lives, what was happening in the country. When music was less made in a boardroom, electronically, and then altered, and then processed, and then compressed, made by actual human beings. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm going to be doing there with some of the best musicians in the country, all coming out of Chicago, people that have worked in major Broadway shows, Jersey Boys, Wicked, Motown, the musical. And also my colleague from Under the Street Lamp, Chris Jones, is going to be doing his show the same weekend called Darren. And it celebrates the music of Bobby Darin, 90 minutes of all of Bobby Darin's hits. And Chris Jones played Frankie Valli in Jersey Boys, in Los Angeles, in Las Vegas, in San Francisco, and was a founding member of Under the Street Lamp. Mm. So this whole weekend, we're just going to be rocking.
So now, are they separate shows or are they put together? How does it work?
They are separate shows, and we're going to do them. We each do one show each day. So I've got the matinee, and he's got the evening on Saturday, 17th, and then we switch. And there are a ton of people that have bought tickets for both shows because there's a dinner package included. So we'd love to encourage people to come see my show in the afternoon, go have a great dinner there in Arrow Rock. There are dinner specials with a lot of your friends and neighbors, and then come back that night for Chris's show and listen to Swing with Bobby Darin. And then we do the same thing the next day.
I'm going to tell people right now, and I'll say it again here in just a few moments when we wrap up our segment, but you can get tickets by phone. You'd have to you'd call the Arrow Rock directly at 660 area code 837-3311. It's extension number 1, or you can go in person at the Lyceum box office. Michael Ingersoll is our guest. I want to ask about putting your show together. I always am curious as to how artists do this. How much of how you decide what you sing by whom is just kind of instinct and taste, and how much of it is scientific? By that I mean, how much do you know what has worked in the past when you've sung a song in front of a live audience and you say, wow, that really went over well. I got to include that. So in other words, what's the instinct and what's the science to putting this together?
Well, the ingredients are this way. The first thing is that for each song we include, the audience has to know the words, has to recognize it. We want to bring back memories. But the second thing is, when I get to choose my own songs, I just choose songs that play to my strengths. A lot of time in my career in theater, you're auditioning for roles that sort of prescribe the kind of music that you need to sing, and you're good at some of it and not so good at others. But here, luckily you get to throw yourself cream puffs. So you try things that play to your strengths, and the ones that the audiences really, cheer for and react to, or you see a tear on somebody's cheek in the audience, that you're still hitting a home run there. And then, if someone grabs their purse or takes a nap, you move on. So, I don't know. That's about as scientific as my field research gets, but it's definitely clear.
So when you are doing this on the stage, I know that stage lights are bright and sometimes it's hard to see people in the audience, but sometimes, especially during a matinee, you'd be able to see audience. Has anyone ever been singing along and throw you off?
No, they sung along and reminded me of the next lyric.
You hope they have the lyrics right.
Yeah, right. And the other thing about our shows is there's a lot of storytelling. These aren't just stand and sing tribute shows. They're not really tribute shows at all. They're they're celebrations of icons that everybody knows and remembers. But, people learn about what was happening in the lives of these icons when their music was being recorded, what was happening in America, how Chris and I, who are in our late 30s, how we came to know and love this music and how it became so important for us to stand on the shoulders of these icons and keep this music alive, not only for the folks that were young when it was being being made and like to be remembered of a lot of those times, but for our generation and the generation after it. We want to pay respect to this music. We want to pay respect to this generation that still wants to hear the music that was a celebration of an important part of their lives. So there's a lot of storytelling, too. I mean, what I like is that, people always say, I didn't expect to laugh that much, or, I didn't expect to cry. And then both Chris and I are always in the lobby after the show. We're the last people to leave the theater so that anybody who wants to say hi, get a picture, shake hands, share a memory can do that because it's also important for us to show gratitude for anybody who's going to spend their hard-earned money with us at the Arrow Rock Theater, the Lyceum Theater in Arrow Rock. We want to make sure that they get all of the value for their dollars we possibly can.
Do you start out with a standard song? I mean, do you have like, this is my usual one out of the gate?
Heat Wave. I do Heat Wave by Phil Collins, I think, re-recorded Heat Wave in the early 90s.
But I mean, that's like Martha and the Vandellas, isn't it?
Martha and the Vandellas, actually, it's theirs. But, it's, man, it just grooves. Once that groove, sets in and that drum hits, you're in good hands. It's a great, but I also do Try a Little Tenderness. I do Save the Last Dance for Me, Cupid, James Taylor's Fire and Rain, Candle in the Wind. And the reason my show is called Try a Little Tenderness is I do all of these masculine icons that were not afraid to show their tender side. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you get some Billy Joel in there. You get some really sweet jazz standards. So it's just a great little kind of hodgepodge of songs that people sometimes forget they love as much as they do until they hear it live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key, hearing it live. There is nothing like hearing this music live with your friends and your neighbors and people that will become your friends in the same room. Because we do something amazing at the top of the show. We turn off our cell phones. We turn off our cell phones for 90 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that 24-hour news cycle, the division and the derisiveness that's happening in our country, it can't touch you for 90 minutes.
Yeah, well, that
you have a good time with your friends and neighbors. And I think people need that kind of relief these days.
I would say for sure they do. And what a great way to achieve that in a theater, watching either a play or a concert, or kind of, as I hear you say, that this is not a play, but you do talk about it. And so you do have a story that runs through this, or several stories. I think it sounds great. Again, folks, Michael Ingersoll you played Nick Massey in the Four Seasons in the Jersey Boys. And has performed all over singing these songs. Now it's called Try a Little Tenderness. He will be part of the shows on the weekend of the 17th and 18th of February at Lyceum Theater in Arrow Rock. You're doing the 3 o'clock matinee on Saturday and the 7 o'clock Sunday evening, right?
It's
the other way around.
It's the other way around. Chris is doing Bobby Darin in the afternoon on Saturday, and then Bobby Darin on a Sunday evening, and so Try a Little Tenderness is Saturday night and Saturday afternoon. They're both great shows by people that really care about this music and have put in their 10,000 hours, so you can't lose either way.
I understand the reference there to 10,000 hours. I'm sure that you have, and I really liked what you said in the early part of this interview when you said something about when lyrics were understandable. If you can't understand the lyrics, you know, I've always said if you can't understand the lyrics, then why have a writer, huh? You got to be able to hear what the words are. I know it's going to be a terrific show. I hope it's sold out and people sing and cry and laugh and do everything else that brings back some great memories. For more information, folks, you can go online to the Lyceum Theater in Arrow Rock. Just do a search for Arrow Rock Lyceum Theater and it'll come up, or call directly to get your tickets now before they're all gone. 660-837-3311. I think hit extension 1 when it asks you, and you'll be able to get your tickets for Try a Little Tenderness and for Darin, Michael Ingersoll, the star of the first one. Been a pleasure to talk to you. Best of luck to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very kindly. I can't wait to meet all you folks. I appreciate it.
Michael Ingersoll has been our guest. This is KFRU.